An exposition of Matthew 24, chapter 20, our duty to watch. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man comes. They who hide themselves behind the saying that the day will come as a thief, and that therefore they cannot know, will find when it comes that they have only ensured their own destruction by willfully placing themselves beside those who did not know that the flood was coming, because they refused to heed the counsel God sent by the mouth of his prophets. They were destroyed because they knew not, and they knew not because they would not heed the warning. And is the word of the Son of God of less consequence than that of Noah? By no means. If they were destroyed who refused the testimony of Noah, how shall they escape who shut their eyes and ears against the words of warning given by the Lord Jesus? Oh, that men would be wise, and listen to the Savior's counsel to watch, to observe the signs, and to know when the day is near, that they might not be taken away in the Lord's anger. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. But none would look for him, none would be watching and waiting for him if they could have no knowledge that he was near to come. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord comes, for it is nigh at hand. But none would sound an alarm, and call upon the inhabitants of the earth to tremble because the day of the Lord is near, if they had no evidence from the words of prophecy that it is near. We are thankful that our Heavenly Father, in the greatness of His mercy, has given us signs, and warnings, and such strong assurances, that we may know when the day is near, so that it shall not come as a thief upon the believing soul. Thankful that we are thus afforded the means of escaping from the ruin that is impending, and of sharing in the triumph of the redeemed followers of the Lamb. The present watching, waiting position requires much faith and patience. Says Paul, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that you have done the will of God. In proclaiming the coming of Christ, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, that if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Says James, "Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be you also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh." The present position and present duty of God's people are defined. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.